Now, LakeCountryToday.com Sports. Here's Scott McLeod.
As I'm sure you know by now, opening day for the Atlanta Braves has been pushed back. The Braves will start their season Friday because of heavy rains today in the forecast for Philly. It will still be a 3:05 first pitch on Friday. Braves manager Brian Snitker was on MLB Network's High Heat recently and was asked if the team will have another offensive onslaught complete with a homer barrage this year.
You know what? I think it's kind of how we're built. I mean, that's the guys we have. And the good thing is it's going to be basically pretty much the same lineup. You know, we added Jared Klinik, and we're excited about that. But other than that, everybody's the same. So, you know, if they can go out and do the same thing, great. I think as long as we pitch, that offense will be really good.
Doc 103.9 and 104.5 WMVG will again be the homes of Atlanta Braves baseball this season. The GCNSU baseball Bobcats will open a three-game Peach Bell Conference Series tonight at USC Aiken, a game set for tomorrow afternoon and Saturday afternoon as well. The Bobcats are tied for first place in the conference with their 9-3 record, while the Pacers are in eighth place with a 4-8 Peach Bell mark. Georgia College is up to ninth on this week's Southeast Region poll from the National College Baseball Writers Association, moving up one spot from last week. GCNSU softball was rained out Wednesday at Albany State. They hope to reschedule that doubleheader. The GMC Prep boys continue to head up the GHSA soccer rankings for Class A Division II, according to the AJC and Score Atlanta. Lake Oconee Academy is right behind the Bulldogs again in second place. Lincoln County's boys jumped four places to sixth place this week. In girls soccer, Lake Oconee Academy advanced three spots to second in the state, with Lincoln County moving up four places to fifth. Scott McLeod with Lake Country Sports.